بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when discussing the incident of the qurbani of the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, then at the end of the ayat, which is always quoted by the ulama-i kiram, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of it, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that both the sons of Adam alayhi salam had offered a sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the criteria of acceptance, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the sacrifices, the qurbani, of those people who are muttaqeen, those people who are Allah conscious, those who are driven by the quality of taqwa and the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the end of this incident of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, do we find this quality of muttaqeen? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his life is commemorated, is remembered, is celebrated in different aspects. When it comes to the rituals of Hajj, then it was the a'mal and the actions of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. The sacrifice, the qurbani, was that of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. But one salient dua that we learn in the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, that after he embarks on this important task of building Kaaba Sharif, then the dua that is engraved and enshrined in the Quran Kareem, that he cries to Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna, Ya Allah, accept this which I have presented and I have built for your sake, O my Allah, Ka'batullah, your house, Rabbana taqabbal minna, you accept it. Each one of us, we offered our qurbani in the few days that have passed. And in that, the sunnah dua that we have recited, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, Allahumma taqabbal minni kama taqabbalta min Ibrahim khalilik. Oh my Allah, accept from me. That's the dua we all read. Allahumma taqabbal minni. Oh my Allah, accept from me. Just as you have accepted from your bosom friend and your khalil, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now when we study and analyze the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, then two important qualities we intend highlighting today, which is important for every one of us moving forward in life. Iman is our life jacket. We are in an ocean. In this dunya, unch nich, it's going to be up and down, on and off, as our beloved Ustad was mentioning this morning, Mullah Fazlur Rahman, Shaykhul Hadith of Darul Mazadwal. He's saying this is dunya. Dunya is going to be up and down. There's going to be different challenges. There's going to be tests from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These tests that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how do we confront these tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, one salient quality in his life was rada bil qada, that he was so happy with every decision of Allah. Read the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs him, O Ibrahim, O my Khalil, you have to leave your father. O my Allah, if this is your command, I'm ready to do it. Forsake my father also. O Ibrahim, now you have to leave your milk suckling son. Go out in the path of Allah. No questions. No chuchara. No if, why, what happened. No questions. Yeah, you sure now? No. Immediately he goes. Slaughter your son. Ya Allah, no questions. No mashwar also to make. Immediately, Ya Allah, this is your command, and he's ready to do it. So this important quality of rada bil qada, happiness with the decision and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest solace that every one of us will find is in submitting and resigning ourselves to the supreme word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning understanding Quran and Hadith, this is where we will find our solace. What the people are experiencing in different situations, whether a person has lost his son, person has lost a husband, a young friend or child or whatever it may be, whatever has happened in recent in unrest and the looting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what every person is going through. But remember that broken heart,
That heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to the whisperings of that heart. If there's a dua we require now, is the require of those people. Because their hearts are broken. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mender of broken hearts. So their duas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to. So when we go to challenges, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just polishing us. He's making us better and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test his Khalil? Ibrahim alayhi salam is Khalilullah. Why test him? To prove to the entire ummah that the status that he enjoys in akhirat was because of all this he went through in his life. That's why he was deserving of that rank. When I gave him that level in Jannah, you read his life, you went through history, that's why he's deserving of that level. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this quality of radha bil qada, happiness with the decision of Allah. In the ayat of the Quran, sometimes the question may come, but how come? I gave my zakat, I did this and I did that. Ma asaba min musibatin illa bi idhnillah. No difficulty befalls us except with the permission of Allah. Whatever happened, Allah sanctioned it. He gave permission, it must happen. For whatever reasons, wisdoms beyond our understanding, it did happen, it unfolded, that's history. Remember, the past is in our head, the future is in our hands. We have to make it work going forward. A Muslim never loses. A Muslim either wins or he learns. We don't ever lose in life as a Muslim. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, مَا أَصَابَكْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكْ وَمَا أَخْطَأَكْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكْ. What got you was never to miss you. What missed you was never to get you. What happened was never to fail. What failed was never meant to happen. This is all in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a pious person, all the time in smiles, irrespective of the situation. Child is born, he's happy. Difficulty, someone passes away, he still, yes, there is grief, but life continues. He's still wearing a smile on his face for the rest of the moments of his life. But when difficulties would come, then all the time he would say, maktub, maktub, maktub. People ask him, Hazrat, smiling, difficulties, maktub, what's this word, maktub, what does it mean? He says, this is the balm of my heart. Whenever a difficulty comes, I tell myself, maktub, the best of writers wrote this down for you. Allah wrote this, maktub was written even before your creation. It was meant to happen. You couldn't have avoided it. You couldn't have secured or done anything more to avoid those losses, or to avoid the death, or to avoid whatever the situation may be. And in every situation, there is khair, there is goodness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama give the example that there was a person on the ship. There was a shipwreck, and he fell into the ocean. Whatever he could find, put himself on, he grabbed onto it for dear life, for survival. And what he's holding onto is a piece and a plank. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he washes, that piece of plank washes out at one of the islands. And he just has one backpack. This backpack, he's got some few items of survival, maybe some food, little bit clothing. That's all he has, one backpack. Comes to the island, he says, let me look for some source of survival. Maybe there's a tree of some that bears some fruit. Maybe there's some spring water, whatever there would be in this island. So he leaves his backpack to dry, because he was swimming in the ocean, and he walks around the island. As he comes to the other end of the island, then he looks behind him and he sees smoke. So he said, more than likely there is some people that are living on the island. He turns around with little bit hope and anticipation that someone lives in this island that can help and assist me. He runs in that direction. When he runs in the direction from a distance, then he sees that what is burning is his backpack. He goes down into sajda, he says, oh my Allah, the only thing I had for my survival also, that also is burning. And he's crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a few moments later, then there is a ship that is passing by, there's a honk of the ship, and that captain calls him across, they send the smaller boat, brings him and he boards the ship. So he goes to the captain and he hugs him and he tells him, "You saved my life." He says, "No. What do you mean I saved your life? You called for help." He says, "I never called for help. I was in sajda." He says, "That signal of smoke, you called me in the ocean. When I see smoke, somebody is calling for help. It was a signal of help." So that person who thought when his backpack was burning, it was the end of his life, rather was not the end of a story, was the beginning of a new chapter. So sometimes things that may happen in our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a better plan. Nothing is gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give better. Person doesn't want to upgrade the car for whatever reason. Accident happened, there's it. Upgraded car is there. He upgraded to a better model. So whatever has happened is in the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is that Ibrahim alayhi salam, in every situation he searched, he looked for the pleasure of Allah. What will my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be happy with? As Muslims, Qur'an-i Kareem, injunction of the Qur'an, idfa' billati hiya ahsan, that we will repel evil with good. We will repel evil with good. Number one, very important for us. Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan rahmatullah alayhi was in South Africa. Someone had cautioned him. He took out, put some his hand in his pocket, took out a note, crisp one, about to give it to the beggar. Hazrat, don't give him. He's a professional beggar. We see him all the time. He's begging all the time. He doesn't deserve your sadaqah. So Hazrat took the money and he still gave it. And then he cautions the person. He says, if we have to give our sadaqah to who's deserving, how deserving am I of the bounties of Allah? Imagine if Allah had to say, let's see who's deserving of my bounties. Who came for Fajr? Who read Surah Yasin? Who's making sure the children also came for the Fajr Salah? That household, give them my bounties. Then how many households will be getting and enjoying the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number two, as Muslims, let's be careful. Let's be guarded regarding our statements. No sweeping statements. No blanket rulings. We don't like it for ourselves. We will not even express it to others. Be careful. It's not one rule for everyone. Be very careful and cautious as Muslims. And the third is, let us not assist. See, the loot was incorrect. The burning, the unrest, whatever, was incorrect. But we as Muslims should not aid in this. Unfortunately, as Muslims, let us be very careful and cautious. It's going to be very tempting. I mean, something that's worth 10,000 is advertised for 1,000. You feel you can cash in on it. Or something that was worth more than that and people are seeing it for hundreds of rands. It's a situation, they're trying to sell it. Let us be very careful of the black market. At-tajiru saduqul amin. When we are truthful in our business, ma'an nabiyyin, was-siddiqin, was-shuhada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we be careful regarding our words, we be careful about everything we say. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with those qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam with. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.